Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that will be listening at other devices and later on recording. Sabbath blessing, everyone. I hope that wherever you may be, you have better weather. We have a rainy and very cold weather on my side, so I hope that you're having a good weather wherever you are. This is our review section of our chapter 79 entitled It is finished, part 3, on this Sabbath march. I apologize, dear one. On this March 23rd, 2024, and this is our lesson 403. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are coming in. I'm sorry, this is our lesson 404. It was kind of covering near one, so welcome. And due to our brother is traveling, we hope and pray that he's able to have the opening of the song for the study. If you're not able, dear brother, we will try to cover it for you. It's entitled Of Your Best to the Master.
Let me try it. Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Throw your soul's fresh glowing ardor into the battle for truth. Jesus has set the example. Dauntless was he, young and brave. Give him your royal, loyal devotion. Give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor, join in the battle for truth. Give of your best to the Master. Give him first place in your heart. Give him first place in your service. Consecrate every part. Give unto you will be given. God his beloved Son gave. Gratefully seeking to serve him, give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master, give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor, join in the battle of truth. Give of your best to the Master, naught else is worthy his love. He gave himself for your ransom, gave up his glory above. Laid down his life without murmur, you from sin's ruin to save. Give him your heart's adoration. Give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor, join in the battle for truth.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It came out so clear, dear brother. Welcome to all the precious family that are coming in. We are going to ask the little tiny tap by the help of the parents or elder sibling to open the review section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. I'm going to protect us. Please protect me and my mom and my daddy. I mean, please protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days out of labor, do all my work in the Sabbath day. And please take the Sabbath day to stand up the Lord. The Sabbath was still about to learn. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear little one. And we are going to hand our dear remnant family to share what their little ones has been in their household, mommy's and daddy's little blessing, or any other members of family. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. For these little blessings that I'm going to talk about, they are not here with us. I don't know if they're Sabbath keepers, but I wanted to just share a little story about how they were a blessing to my heart. So this Tuesday, I had the opportunity of chaperoning Emma's trip to go see the paper bag play. And while I was on the trip, I was seated, right before my seat was four little girls, two on one side and two on the other side. I was busy on my phone, doing something, but a conversation caught my ear and they were having such an intense conversation and it was so beautiful to my heart. These little ones were talking about how Jesus had died and he rose again. And so they were entangled in a battle of, is he dead or is he alive? And then they said that they are carrying him in their heart. And so as they were talking, I listened to see what was going on. And so I drew a little closer to them. And they're like 4 or 5 years old, but they were so, it was such a blessing to me to see them so engaged. And they knew a lot. This one little one was telling me so much. Her name is Kylie. She is so sweet. She was telling me so much and she told me that Jesus rose again and that he died for us and that he dies to save our, for our sins. And, it was just a wonderful little blessing. And as they were talking, I was asking them little questions and, you know, agreeing with them. And, you know, if someone had something that wasn't quite, the accurate thought, I would, you know, talk to them in the way to help them to understand. But, it was just so amazing to hear them. And at first I wasn't paying attention. It's just when I heard, yes, he is. You know, they're going back and forth that I was able to, the Lord, awoke me to it. And so they were a blessing to my heart. They were a blessing to the surrounding people, that was, in the little area that we were sitting. And I pray that we lift these four little, their little hearts in our prayers, that they may continue to want to learn of Jesus and talk about him. Like, who would have expected that they would have been having such a intense conversation about this topic? But it was so welcoming and so such a blessing to my heart. So I remember two of their little names. One was Kylie and the other one was Kiyomi. And I'll try to get the other two little ones' name as they escaped me, but it was such a blessing to hear them having this very, very good conversation.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It's a wonderful thing to be able to see that, you see the Lord is still working in so many different lives right at this moment. And we are so thankful. And we would definitely keep them in our prayers if you can be able to get the name. If you want to be able to pray for them at this very moment too, dear sister, I will bubble down that you can't be able to lift it before the throne.
Sorry, I was sending a greeting. If we could all just quickly bow our heads and our hearts. Heavenly Father, as we come before thee, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for your blessed Sabbath day, dear Father. Lord Jesus, as I come, I lift these four little souls before you. You see them, dear Father God, you know them. They may not be Sabbath keepers, and they may not even go to church, but dear Father God, they know of you, and they were talking about you, and they were talking about how much you died for them, and how much they carry you in their hearts. And it was such a blessing, dear Father God. May they never lose sight of that. May that very little conversation that they have always be kept in their hearts and in their minds and in their spirits, dear Father God. May they grow in grace, dear Father God, I pray. May you keep them from all danger seen and unseen. Lord, I pray that out of these little babes' mouths that their parents also or those around them may be convicted, dear Father, may want to go search about this Jesus that they spoke about. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be able to hear and to partake of their little conversation, dear Father. And not just for this, dear four little souls, but for all the little children that are in our midst, dear Father God. May you please bless them and keep them and guide them and keep them from all danger seen and unseen. Give them a spirit to know you, dear Father, and to choose you. And please choose them. And know the name of Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister, for sharing with us. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. If there's any other children that would like to be able to share, or the parents of the blessings that they have been as well, we could just take a few minutes because I know a lot of them that are coming in. If not, dear ones, we are going to continue in our lesson. And the story about Jesus, the little tiny tot lesson book review, we will hand it to our dear brother. We are in chapter 17, entitled The Betrayal and Arrest, part 2, in the story about Jesus.
All right, the Bible verses for our lessons are taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 26, and Luke 22. In verse 50 of Matthew 26, it says, "And Jesus said unto him," to Judas, "Friend, wherefore art thou come?" Then came they, his Judas companions, and laid hands on Jesus and took him away. And in Luke 22:47-50, it says, "And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them, and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him," now the disciples were speaking, "Lord, shall we smite with the sword?" They had a couple of them with them. "And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear." Next slide. And that was Peter. "And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come?" Matthew 26:50. His voice trembled as he added, "Betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss?" Luke 22:48. These gentle words should have touched the heart of Judas. But all tenderness and honor seemed to have left him. Judas had yielded himself to the control of Satan. He stood boldly before the Lord and was not ashamed to give him up to the cruel mob. Christ did not refuse the traitor's kiss. In this he gave us an example of forbearance, love, and pity. If we are his disciples, we must treat our enemies as he treated Judas. Next slide. The murder throng became bold as they saw Judas touch the form which had so recently been glorified before their eyes. They now laid hold of the Savior and bound those hands that had ever been employed in doing good. Now, in Jewish law, a man's hands were never bound until it was proved that he was guilty. But here they bound Jesus' hands and hauled him off to try to prove he was guilty, which he was not. The disciples did not think that Christ would allow himself to be taken. They knew that the power which could strike down the mob as dead men could keep them helpless till Christ and his companions should escape. And that's kind of what Judas was hoping, because if Christ escaped, he'd say, hey, that's your fault. I got my money. I paid you to, you paid me to betray him. I did my job. Now you let him go. That's your fault. No, that didn't happen. They were disappointed and indignant that as they saw the cords brought forward and to bind the hands of him whom they loved. Peter, in his anger, rashly drew out his sword and tried to defend his master, but he only cut off an ear of the high priest's servant. And we'll find out next time what happened. That's the story of Jesus, pages 109 and 110. Thank you.
Unless Thank you so questions. Much, dear brother. Yeah, I have I noticed something here where in the story, little ones, mommies and daddies, as the way how the Lord was bounded, doesn't that remind you of the anti-type where Abraham, when he was going to offer Isaac, he was bounded to, which is a symbol of that sacrifice that was supposed to be a promise that the Lord had given and prepared one, which was Jesus' life? Brother Dick? Otherwise, we just gotta continue.
Yes, it was customary to always bind the sacrifices. And in a way, yes, Christ was going to be sacrificed, and he too was bound.
Yeah, that's what I noticed with this story. Welcome to all the precious brethren. Next Sabbath, we will continue with part 4 of our lesson entitled The Betrayal and Arrest of a Tiny Tot Lesson Book, The Story About Jesus. And that will take place March the 30th, 2024. And now I'm going to hand it back to our dear brother so he could share the review with the church.
Okay. What did Jesus ask Judas?
What is it? Friend? Friend?
What?
For?
Art?
Art?
Thou?
Come.
Yes, yeah, so the, what did you come here for, Judas? That's what that means. Why are you here? And Judas didn't have anything to say, but he went ahead and kissed Jesus to let the guys behind him know that this is the guy to grab. How did Jesus show an example of forbearance to him?
What? The answer for number 2 is answer. We must treat our enemies as he treated Judas.
Judas, yeah, as he treated him. That's hard to do, but Jesus was our example. When somebody comes and does us wrong, we said, do we lash out at them verbally or physically? Jesus gave us an example. He didn't do that. What did Peter do?
The answer for number 3 is he drew his sword and tried to defend his master.
He drew his sword and took a swing with it. That's like getting your machete out and swinging with it. And, you know, if he cut the man's ear off, he must have tried to split his head. He wasn't just waving it for fun. He meant business. And he cut the man's ear off. And we may hear in a later one, I don't know, that Jesus released his own hands and went over and healed the man's ear, showing that he was not at all angry with the man that was taking him away. Okay, back to Rose.
So Jesus' hands were bound when Peter cut off the ear of Judas. So nobody realized that he released his own hands to go heal.
That may have been true, that nobody was noticing, but they bound the hands of Jesus, and the spirit prophecy says he released his hands and went over and healed the man that had his ear chopped off. So if he could release his own hands, he could have taken care of his enemies, but he didn't.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, wait a minute, so they didn't notice that?
Amen. That's to show you that if he really wanted to save himself, he could have. And also by leaving that recorded, it would let them know also that he submitted himself to his Father's will.
But if he had saved himself, we'd be lost. That's
Amen.
Why he didn't.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. And now, dear ones, we are going to review our lesson from our topic, Mammal of the Bible in Nature. And our dear brother, Josh, will be the one to share.
Now, blessings, everyone. Here's today's lesson concerning mammals. We're reviewing the lesson from last week, the mammals review. Our Bible verse is taken from the book of John, chapter 4, King James Version. Lesson 1, a woman at a well. Verses 39 to 42 say, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. He abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. I said unto the Lord, now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Good seed sown. In the word spoken to the woman at the well, good seed had been sown, and how quickly the harvest was received. The Samaritans came and heard Jesus and believed on him. Crowding about him at the well, they plied him with questions, and he eagerly received his explanations on many things that had been obscure to them. As they listened, their perplexity began to clear away. They were like a people in great darkness, tracing up a sudden ray of light, till they had found the day. But they were not satisfied with their short conference. They were anxious to hear more and have their friends also listen to this wonderful teacher. They invited him to their city and begged him to remain with them. For 2 days he tarried in Samaria, many more believed on him. The Pharisees despised the simplicity of Jesus. They ignored his miracles and demanded a sign that he was the Son of God. But the Samaritans asked no sign, and Jesus performed no miracles among them, save in revealing the secrets of her life to the woman at the well. Yet many received him, and their new joy, they said to the woman, now we believe, not because of thy saying, but we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. The desire of Jesus stated in 193-193. When Jesus sat down to rest at Jacob's well, he had come from Judea where his ministry had produced little fruit. He had been rejected by the priests and rabbis, and even the people who professed to be his disciples had failed of perceiving his divine character. He was faint and weary, yet he did not neglect the opportunity of speaking to one woman, though she was a stranger, an alien from Israel, and living in an open city. The desire of age 892. As soon as she had found the Savior, the Samaritan woman, and brought others to him, she proved herself a more effective missionary than his own disciples. The disciples saw nothing in Samaria to indicate that it was in a virgin field. Their thoughts were fixed upon a great work to be done in the future. They did not see that right around them when was a harvest is to be gathered, but through the woman whom they despised, a whole city full were brought to hear the Savior. She carried the light at once to her countrymen. Zara Ages, page 195. Kindness begets kindness. When the Samaritan woman heard the truth kindly presented to her, she accepted it. She immediately went out to kindly share the good news with others. The good seed sown. Contrast the Samaritans with the Pharisees, at least in mind. And now, and says, now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. John 4:42. And here it says, a harvest, and you see pictures of harvesters, and plus a bundle of wheat, and plus a man dropping grains of, someone's hand dropping grains of sand. Seeds of grain. As say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest? And behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. John 4:35. Let's learn a little bit more about our dear sister Joan. Own his family's outsides, which is also a member of the placental bull mammals. Here in this diagram is an American elk. Scientific name is Cervus canadensis. It is the male. The male elk grow large pointed antlers. They have tan brown body fur and a darker neck. The males have shaggy necks, a lighter rump, long thin legs, and a split hoofed feet. In this diagram it says what do elks eat and beef, and these are all the plants and things they love to eat. There are flower plants, grasses, sprouts and bushes, tree leaves, wild mushrooms, and they drink, of course, all animals drink water. In this diagram, in the picture on the top left is an adult bull elk, and below is a 5 to 6 month old calf. It says on the right, what's in a name. People call the elk by different names. For Balavis is the Cervus canadensis. Indigenous people like the Shawnee and Cree is the Wapiti, which means white rump, a reference to the white patch of hair on the brown body. 2, 1 big happy deer family. The elk belongs to a big family of hoofed ruminants called Cervidae. It is related to the white-tailed deer, the food, the caribou, and the moose. 3, their tower and height. Elks appear taller than they are. Most only reach 4 to 5 feet from the ground to shoulder. However, their antlers can show up another 4 feet above the head, making them look like 9-foot giants. 4, loud and proud. Elks have a distinctive high-pitched roar. The males use it to attract mates and tell others about their territories. Its fundamental frequency can go above 2 kilohertz, way higher than that of a human child, at 0.3 kilohertz. Continue our reference reading for the mammals of the Bible of our lesson review, chapter 19, at Jacob's Well, part 6. The Samaritans believed that the Messiah was come as the Redeemer, not only of the Jews, but of the world. The Holy Spirit, through Moses, had foretold him as a prophet sent from God. Through Jacob, it had been declared that unto him should the gathering of the people be. And through Abraham, that in him all the nations of the earth should be blessed. On these scriptures, the people of Samaria based their faith in the Messiah. The fact that the Jews had misinterpreted the later prophets, attributing to the first advent the glory of Christ's second coming, had led the Samaritans to discard all the sacred writings, except those given through Moses. As the Savior swept away these false interpretations, many accepted the later prophecies and the words of Christ himself in regard to the kingdom of God. The desire is page 193, paragraph 1. The Savior is still carrying forward the same work as when he proffered the water of life to the woman of Samaria. Those who call themselves his followers may despise and shun the outcasts, but no circumstance of birth or nationality, no condition of life, can turn away his love from the children of men. To every soul, however simple, Jesus says, if thou hast asked of me, I would have given thee living water. The Desire of Ages, page 194, paragraph 1. The gospel invitation is not to be narrowed down and presented only to a select few who we suppose will do us honor if they accept it. The message is to be given to all. Wherever hearts are open to receive the truth, Christ is ready to instruct them. Continuing. He reveals to them the Father, the worship acceptable to him who reads the heart. For such he uses no parables. To them, ask the woman at the well, he says, I that speak unto thee am he. Desire of Ages, page 194, paragraph 2. When Jesus sat down to rest at Jacob's well, he had come from Judea, where his ministry had produced little fruit. He had been rejected by the priests and rabbis, and even the people who professed to be his disciples had failed at perceiving his divine character. He was faint and weary, yet he did not neglect the opportunity of speaking to one woman, though she was a stranger and alien from Israel, and living in open sin. The Desire of Ages, page 194, paragraph 3. The Savior did not wait for the congregations to assemble. Often he began his lessons with only a few gathered about him. But one by one, the passers-by paused to listen until a multitude heard with wonder and awe the words of God who the heavens had teaching. The worker for Christ should not feel that he cannot speak with the same earnestness to a few hearers as to a larger company. There may be only one to hear the message, but who can tell how far reaching will be its influence? It seems small of matter, even to his disciples, for the Savior to spend his time upon a woman Samaria. But he reasoned more earnestly and eloquently with her than the king's counselors or high priests. The lessons he gave to the woman had been repeated to the earth from Moses' bounds. The Desire of Ages, page 194, paragraph 4. Here are three review questions. You can find them in the book of John, chapter 4, with the answers. Question 1, did the Samaritans believe? Look in John 4:39. 2, what did the Samaritans request of Jesus? The answers in John 4:40. What happened? Answers in John 4:41. 3, what did they say about Jesus? The answers in John 4:42. No, give the mic back to Mom now.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear brother. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. And remember, little ones, give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation, full armor. Join in the battle for truth. Amen. Our opening song is a hymn entitled, I Will Early Seek the Savior. You can find in your hymn book. Number 71. If you would like to join us in singing the hymn, dear ones, you may unmute your mic to do so. I will early seek the Savior. I will learn of Him each day. I will follow in His footsteps. I will walk the narrow way. For He loves me, just He loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves me, died to save me. This is why I love Him so.
I will hasten where He bids me. I am not too young to go. In the pathway where He leadeth, not too young His will to know.
For He loves me, yes, He loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves me, died to save me. This is why I love Him so.
He is standing
the doorway of escape from every sin. I will knock, for He has promised He will hear and let me in. For He loves me, yes, He loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves me, died to save me. This is why I love Him so.
Amen. Dear Sister Karina, would you like to be able to re-sing the refrain since you want it also as well?
Sure. For He loves me, yes, He loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves me, died to save me. This is why I love Him so.
Amen. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are coming in. If any of the elder sibling, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open our review section of our family study with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. Keep us the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days out, I labor. And the seventh day, and the Sabbath by the Lord. Keep us the word that we're going to learn today. Protect everybody that's in the Sabbath and people that's not in the Sabbath. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Our opening scripture for our review is taken from Sunlight Sound Studio Memory Verse CD in the section God's Love, taken from Romans chapter 6, verse 23, with margin.
For the wages of sin is death, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, eternal life receive. In Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the precious brethren. So what have we learned and ways we have grown this week, dear ones, before we Sabbath blessing, dear brother, Dad?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I could hear you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Wow, I don't know what I did, but the Lord guided me.
Amen. Amen. God is able. Welcome once more. And we are going to take a few minutes to reread the first part of our lesson from last Sabbath before we are able to hear all your input on this part three of our study. It is finished. And before we begin, I just want to have a small announcement. This particular part is a little bit very meaty, and I would like to let the parents know that if you would like to go back and take some time to sit with the children, there is another book. It's called The Story of Redemption. It might go in a little bit deeper on the topic. So I just wanted to say that before we begin. Who would like to take the first one, dear ones? From Our Desire Ages, page 761. May you unmute your mic.
The desire go ahead, dear Brother Joel. I'll read the next one. Go ahead.
Okay. Continuing, Satan saw that his disguise was torn away. His administration was laid open before the unfallen angels and before the heavenly universe. He had revealed himself as a murderer. By shedding the blood of the Son of God, he had uprooted himself from the sympathies of the heavenly beings. Henceforth, his work was restricted. Desire of Ages, page 761.
The Desire of Ages, page 761. Continuing, wherever attitude, he might assume he could no longer await the angels as they came and before they came from the heavenly courts and before them accused Christ beneath the
brethren.
Of being clothed with the garments of blackness and the defilement of skin. I mean sin. The last link of sympathy between Satan and the heavenly world. The heavenly world was broken. The Desire of Ages, page 761, paragraph 2.
Continuing the reading. Yet Satan was not then destroyed. The angels did not even then understand all that was involved in the great controversy. The principles at stake were to be more fully revealed. And for the sake of men, Satan's existence must be continued. Man as well as angels must see the contrast between the Prince of Light and the Prince of Darkness. He must choose whom he will serve. And on the slide in the middle it says, Satan and the demons continue to mislead.
We are in the Desired Ages, page still in 761. Who would like to read the paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
In the opening of the great controversy, Satan had declared that the law of God could not be obeyed, that justice was inconsistent with mercy, and that should the law be broken, it will be impossible for the sinner to be pardoned. Every sin must meet its punishment, urged Satan, and if God should remit the punishment of sin, he will not be a God of truth and justice. Next slide, please.
And continuing on the Desire of Ages, page 761, when men broke the law of God and defiled his will, Satan exulted. It was proved, he declared, that the law could not be obeyed. Man could not be forgiven, because he, after his rebellion, had been banished from heaven. Satan claimed that the human race must be forever shut out from God's favor. God could not be just, he urged, and yet show mercy to the sinner. The Desire of Ages, paragraph, page 761, paragraph 4. What would now so someone else can read?
Continuing. But even as a sinner, man was in a different position from that of Satan. Lucifer in heaven had sinned in the light of God's glory. To him, as to no other created being, was given a revelation of God's love. Understanding the character of God, knowing his goodness, Satan chose to follow his own selfish, independent will. Desire of Ages, 7:16.
Continuing, his choice was final. There was no more that God could do to save him. But man was deceived. His mind was darkened by Satan's sophistry. The height and depth of the love of God he did not know. For him, there was hope in a knowledge of God's love. By beholding his character, he might be drawn back to God. Desire of Ages, page 761, paragraph 5. Amen.
The Desire of Ages, page 762. Through Jesus God's mercy was manifested to man, mercy does not set aside justice. The law reveals the attributes of God's character, and not a jot or a title of it could be changed. To meet man is his fallen condition. God did not change his law, but he sacrificed himself in Christ for man's redemption of God, God was in Christ
reconciling
the world unto himself.
Two Corinthians
5:19. The Design of Ages, page 700.
And 62,
paragraph 1. And on the side, I see a little slide that says, and these words which I command thee, this day shall be in thy heart.
Deuteronomy 6, verse 6,
King James Version.
Good job.
The law requires righteousness, a righteous life, a perfect character, and this man has not to give. He cannot meet the claims of God's holy law, but Christ, coming to the earth as man, lived a holy life and developed a perfect character. These he offers as a free gift to all who will receive them. His life stands for the life of men. Thus, they have remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. And it says on the side, it says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30, King James Version.
Continuing, more than this, Christ imbues men with the attributes of God. He builds up the human character after the similitude of the divine character and goodly fabric of spiritual strength and beauty. Thus, the very righteousness of the law is fulfilled in the believer in Christ. God can be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Romans chapter 3, verse 26, The Desire of Ages, page 762, paragraph 2. And on the slide, just touching again on this beautiful little read, I believe in God, not because my parents told me to, not because the church told me to, but because I've experienced his goodness and mercy for myself. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. You notice also in our Tiny Tot Listen book and in the area where we was reading, sharing the part of the mammon of the Bible, the Samaritan woman, when she went and gave the message, the harvest that was also heard the word spoken, it also says similar of that statement. We're not believing because you told us, but they believe because they heard it for themselves as well. And remember, dear ones, this is to consider as we continue in our review, taken from 1 Peter 3:15, King James Version. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you for reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And with that said, dear ones, what have we learned and ways we have grown? These are the questions that will be read for those that are not able to see the screen. And if you would like to participate and share with the little ones and their family, dear ones, you may be able to unmute your mic to do so. And these are the 6 questions that we held that we can review today. The first one is, who is the main character or characters? 2, what is the main idea for this section of our story? Number 3, where did the story take place? Number 4, when did the story begin? Number 5, how could you relate to the story? And number 6, what did you learn from this lesson? If you know the answer for the first one, year 1, you may unmute your mic.
The answer to number 1, who is the main character? Here we see that the passages were focused on the character of Satan, who we knew was Lucifer, who had fallen from heaven. The main idea for this section of the story is we see, again, as mentioned for number 1, the character of Satan put on display in the very act of Christ dying on the cross for us. We see that Satan was a murderer. And we see God's mercy, God the Father's mercy, in not destroying him. And we see that even though Satan was a character was revealed to us, that it had to come to its fullness, and men had the choice to choose whom he will serve. The answer to number 3, where did the story take place? We see here that even though Christ died on the cross on the earth, that this story, this section of the story was taking place in heaven. We saw that as Lucifer here was no longer allowed, once he was revealed, to be able to go to the gates of heaven to tempt the angels as they go in back and forth. We saw again his character here being revealed. And I think it was with a greater study that we were able to deep dive into this particular question and understanding where did this section of the story take place. We can always go back in the passage and follow up in the Desire of Ages, starting from page 761.
In this part of the story, number 4, has to do with when the Savior is crucified.
Yeah. My answer to question 5, how do you relate to the story? The enemy wanted to fool man to thinking God's laws unjust or evil, and that he himself was with the solution to all their troubles. If they depend on him, then they can have all their worries, their fears, all settled with. But that is not true. Jesus was died on the cross to save us from sin, to redeem us from all evil, from all our troubles. The enemy couldn't do that. After all, he's the one who caused all the trouble to begin with. And he has completed his goal on that very event, and so that we can all be saved from sin.
Before we go to number 6, what did we learn from this lesson? Titi Gracie, I don't know if you can hear us. Were you finished with answering number 4?
Sorry. Yes, I was. I was just thinking about it, and I delayed a little bit my answer, but yes, I was. Thank you very much, dear sister.
Okay, no problem. Just want to make sure we cover that off. And continuing, what did you learn from this lesson? Learning from this lesson, God's infinite mercy on us, we saw that we could see why God had mercies. because, and why choice is given to us. Because even though sin was originated in Satan's heart, he wasn't created that way, but he wanted to take, he was in controversy with God the Father. And by God giving us the choice to be able to choose to serve him, we see God's infinite mercies upon us. He doesn't want to be a dictator, and even though Satan is saying that the law of God cannot be adhered to, it cannot be fulfilled, that it is impossible, the Lord, from the beginning, the Lord Jesus Christ from the beginning was gave himself to be a sacrifice by coming down into and being born as a baby and being raised as we are. It was shown just how possible it is. And that is love. And that is mercy. And that is grace. And we are so in awe of this. And it's a wonderful lesson to continue to meditate upon as we go through this Christian walk.
I just would like to add a little thing to that. So the heavenly universe and the heavenly beings, when Satan crucified or killed the Son of God, they lost sympathy, or his true meaning and character was revealed before everyone. And so that was very interesting to learn.
Does anyone else would like to be able to share? I would like to share, but not right now. I'm going to try to do it when we have all of the services, because this is something that I have noticed that not only started with the controversy in heaven, but today, Chris Kingdom, the enemy had tried to be able to remove the law from the eyes of man, and even said to be able to let them believe it was do away with. To see that this controversy started way before. Nothing is, what they call that statement when it says nothing is new under the sun, because the controversy started way before. He just brought it down here to try to allow man not to have the ability to see that the Ten Commandments is the fulfillment of love. And by removing the Ten Commandments from society or even this world, it will be chaos. I just want to be able to discuss a little bit more when we have the chance and the freedom. We don't want to delay any of the services on this blessed Sabbath. Well, dear ones, we are going to continue. I think we covered number 6, did I? I don't want to leave anybody out by God's grace. Okay, praise God. So now we have to share thoughts on poem and also special music. The thoughts are taken from the Spirit of Prophecy book. It's called The Youth Instructor. From paragraph 1, 4-6, and also February 1st, 1874. Entitled The Life of Christ, number 11. And the opening scripture is taken from 2 Corinthians 5:21, King James Version. For he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones?
Jesus humbled himself to become man and to associate with sinful man and leave them a bright example to copy in his own perfection of character. He does not leave his people in darkness. He shows them the way. He travels the road himself and invites us to follow. What condescension in the majesty of heaven! What amazing love for sinful man that God's dear Son should leave the heavenly courts and come to a world polluted with sin, save from ruin the guilty sinner. Youth Instructor, February 1st, 1874, paragraph 1. Christ came to John, repenting on the sinner's account, believing in behalf of the sinner that through the plan he had devised of taking humanity and suffering and dying for man, the sinner would, through repentance, faith, and baptism, be accepted of God.
He was buried by John in the liquid grave. He came up out of the water to represent man in his holy life, the true pattern for him to copy. Lift him up, page 79, paragraph 3. The steps in conversion plainly marked out are repentance, faith in Christ as the Lord Redeemer, faith in his death, burial, and resurrection shown by baptism, and his ascension on high to plead in the sinner's behalf. At the very commencement of his public ministry, he presents himself in the character he sustains as a man throughout his mediatorial work. He identifies himself with sinners as their absolute and as their substitute, who taking upon himself their sins, numbering himself with transgressors and doing the work the sinners require to do in repentance, faith, and willing obedience.
What an example is here given in life. What an example is here given in the life of Christ for sinners to imitate. If they will not follow the example given them, they will be without excuse.
Dear children and you, your Heavenly Father and dear Savior are your very best friend. You have every evidence that it is possible for you to have of their love for you. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Youth Instructor, February 1st, 1874, paragraph 5.
God will not withhold anything from us that will really be good for us. Jesus would have us happy in this world and enjoy with him the glory of the next world. God has given to children and youth invitations to surrender to him. My son, give me thine heart. A promise is given. Those that seek me early shall find me. The Youth Instructor, February 1st of 1874, part 6.
Hello, can I still be heard?
Yes,
sir. All who live have sins to wash away. Through repentance of sin, faith in the merits of Jesus Christ, and baptism into his death, be raised out of the water to live a new life, are the first steps in the new birth which Christ told Nicodemus he must experience in order to be saved. The words of Christ to Nicodemus are not only spoken to him, but to every man, woman, and child that should live in the world. You are safe in following the example of Christ. Youth's Instructor, February 1874. Lift him up, paragraph 79, 7. These quotes also are found in Lift Them Up, Devotional, March 6, Jesus Our Example, pages 79, 179, paragraph 7. Blessings to everyone.
Sabbath blessing to you too, my Father. Sabbath blessing also to all the precious family that are just coming in. Our poem is entitled Love to Jesus. This can be found in Children Activity Book, Year 3, Quarter 4, Lesson 12, from page 280. From the Sunlight Education Ministry, Homeschooling from the Bible. Who would like to take the first one, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
When Jesus Christ was here below and spread his works of love abroad, if I had lived so long ago, I think I should have loved the Lord.
Jesus was so very kind, who came to pardon sinful men, who healed the sick and cured the blind. Oh, must I have not loved him then?
Number 3. But where is Jesus? Is he dead? Oh no, he lives in heaven above, and blessed are they, the Savior said, who, though they have not seen me, love.
He sees us from his throne on high, as well as when on earth he dwelt. And when to him our children cry, he feels such love as then he felt.
And if the Lord will give me grace, much I will love him and adore. But when in heaven I see his face, 'twill be my joy to love him more.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear one. And we have a special music. This one is a scripture song for memory verse taken from Scripture Song Singer section, God's Love. And it's taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 to 15.
Thank you.
dear ones, if there's any testimony we are going to hold until we can have the little bit of time that we can have a testimony heard by God's grace. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of this review. So next week, by God's grace, we want to have lesson 405 from part 4 of our title, It Is Finished, of our chapter 79. And that will take place March 30th, 2024. And because we're over, dear ones, we are just going to ask any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies or guests, would like to close our family review with prayer. May you mute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most holy name. Lord, we thank you for giving us these blessed lessons today. We thank you also for the participation of these children and their beautiful reading. Thank you for their parents as well. Continue to guide them in this narrow path, dear Father. Please continue to be with us today. Continue to pour down your blessing upon us. I pray for anyone that is not feeling well today, any illness or pain, I pray your healing upon them at this time. As we go into the next section of the study, I pray for the one that will deliver. Please be with him and give him the word, Father, I pray. Bless us continuously today, and thank you for your blessed Sabbath day. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Well, dear ones, may you have a blessed and peaceful rest of the Sabbath, and God be with each and every one of you. In Jesus' name, amen.